Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Congratulations, you have made it to the halfway point, my friend. And if you've been walking faithfully, you can expect to begin to really feel some benefits by now. And what's good for your body is good for the soul. So let's just go ahead and celebrate. After just one walk, you may have felt your mood improve. Walking makes you feel that good, that fast. By the way, if you haven't joined us in the walking part of this memory experiment, it's never too late to start. You could feel that boost in your mood today. And maybe after just a week of walking, you noticed, it seems like there's a little more room in your clothes. Woohoo! Not a lot, but enough to feel more comfortable. And if you've walked at least a mile a day, you'll start to use body fat as energy at the 7-day mark. This means your muscles won't feel as lethargic. They may even begin to feel more toned. And I don't know about you, but when that stuff starts to kick in, my food choices get easier. I end up wanting to press into healthy eating. That's the power of walking. Now, as you enter into the 14-day point of walking, you may even begin to lose real body fat. Again, this all depends on how faithful you are and how long or far you walk each day. But hopefully you're starting to feel some differences, and I think those are worth celebrating. So have at it, my friend. But of course, what we're really after is the spiritual fitness. You know what Paul said to Timothy, physical exercise has some value. But spiritual exercise is valuable in every way because it promises life both for the present and for the future. So, are you beginning to experience changes in your spirit and your emotions? Again, after just one day of time with Jesus, I felt more peace in my day, and it felt long enough to do all the things. I found new language to express myself to God in prayer. And after a week, I started to feel closer to the Lord, and that made me more aware of temptation. You see, I've experienced this every time I do the Holy Girl Walk. I have a desire to protect my heart and my mind, a desire for holiness. Now, this isn't something you can just decide to have. It has to come from Jesus. And when I walk and meditate on His Word, I feel that rise up within me. As we approach the 14-day point, I find that I often find myself thinking, responding, and reacting to life with more power of the Spirit, more fruitfulness. And I often find that whatever I've meditated on, it just happens to be what someone I spend time with that day needs to hear. Have you experienced any of those things? I hope so. And I'd love to hear about them. So email me at danagresh.com or leave a message on my social media channels. Today is a 7-verse day. Now don't worry, you've got this. I know you're probably feeling like verses 1 and 2 are locked in, but the more recent verses may still be a little slippery. That's okay, you'll get it. Today, you want to pile the first 7 verses of Psalm 91 right on top of one another. Spend your time once again meditating on the everlasting life you've been promised in Jesus Christ, because it is the ultimate fear buster. In fact, it's so good to think about Jesus' victory over death that the wisest man in the world wrote this: "It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for this is the end of all mankind, and the living will lay it to heart." That's Ecclesiastes 7:2. Now, why would this be true? Well, at a party, we forget about hard things. We come up for air, we eat cake, that's good. God made us to rejoice and to celebrate. But there's something better to celebrate than whatever the party is about: Jesus' death and resurrection. And at a funeral, we stop to consider that. We remember. Heaven may even be made sweeter by the loss of someone precious to us. At a funeral, we remember that life on this earth is temporary, but there is an eternal life for those who live by faith in Jesus Christ. And we also take time to think about how we live our lives here on earth. We ask ourselves what we've done with the days God has entrusted to us. As you walk today, take time to think about that while you memorize and meditate on Psalm 91, 1-7. In Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91, I offer many scriptures to contemplate the beauty of Christ's victory over death. Now, I wrote this booklet to say thank you to all the Freedom Partners who take time to pray for and financially support my ministry work, including True Girl. So if that's you, thank you. I could not do this Holy Girl Walk or any of the other things that me and my team do without your help. But if you're not a Freedom Partner, you can still get a copy of that Psalm 91 memory guide. You'll find it at danagresh.com or at mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.